This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news from Northwest Idaho. Two people are dead in what appears to be an ambush on firefighters as they responded to a fire in the city of Coeur d'Alene. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris says police are taking sniper fire.
It's going to be the tough next couple hours. Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping that somebody has a clear shot and is able to neutralize.
Authorities are urging people in the area to shelter in place. President Trump's budget bill is still the subject of discussion and debate in the Senate at this hour. Republican leadership has been talking with hesitant members of their party, trying to persuade them to vote for it. Idaho's Mike Crapo.
They are furious that we refuse to raise taxes in America by $4.3 trillion on Americans.
Today, Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky said he would vote no. And Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin and every other Democrat in the Senate is also a no. He's worried about cuts to health care.
If Republican leaders think this is an adequate amount to alleviate pain, all of our nation's rural hospitals are going to feel, then that's like trying to put out a forest fire with a garden hose. This simply won't work.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he's not going to run for a third term. He also opposed the budget bill and on social media was attacked by the president for it. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
To say the attacks were mean and not helpful to the Republican cause would be quite an understatement.
Pride was celebrated from coast to coast today. In San Francisco, crowds flooded Market Street under the rallying cry, "Queer joy is resistance." Odyssey reporter Amanda Alexander was at the Pride Parade in New York.
Every color on the rainbow is on Fifth Avenue for Pride. The LGBTQ plus community and allies say they're here to celebrate and raise awareness, like Janaya.
Just acknowledging that we exist and we are important and we're always going to be here is so important to me.
Now, this year's Pride theme is Rise Up, Pride and Protest. And folks here say they're here to reflect on the political climate and fight for their rights.
Last week's meeting of the CDC's new panel of vaccine advisors continues to be the subject of consternation. The committee voted to review all recommended pediatric vaccines and told Americans to avoid some flu shots. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation.
Hopefully, once they fully constitute that board, you're going to get more balance on it. I think some people are skeptical. I remain hopeful that there'll be some good members that get seated eventually.
Gottlieb says he also hopes a new CDC director will be confirmed soon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible. Clearing out Monday night with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny and breezy for Tuesday, highs near 80, 82 Wednesday.
Currently 69 degrees.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important. And it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is what I love, Madison. There's so many weird things. Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club, which is a bar and not a country club, they have an event called Smut and Eggs. You show up for eggs and you watch a porn film while you eat breakfast. I have trouble watching a PG-13 movie when I eat breakfast. It's more of a dinner thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice group orgy and some pasta.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. In the next hour, we're going old school, or old to new school. We're going to feature artists from the 60s, 70s, and 80s who had a moment or a couple of moments in the 90s. We got Van Halen, Tom Petty, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and Ozzy all on the way. We lead off with the lead single from the legends of AC/DC, their 12th studio album, Razor's Edge, from 1990. You know this one, Turn It Up, Thunderstruck. WFHR is Unlabeled.
We'll be right back. tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Requested by Zoe and Stevens Point from 1993, produced by Rick Rubin, written and performed by Tom Petty, Last Dance with Mary Jane. Coming up, we'll hang out with Aerosmith, Ozzy, The Stones, and Beatles. For now, we stay in 1993 with Duran Duran's Ordinary World on WFHR's Unlabeled.
I turned on the lights.
day. Pride will tear us both apart. Well, now pride's gone out the window, cross the rooftops, run away.
Radio WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
See for yourself, you have been sitting on a
See, those are my schemes, and these are my plans. Hot tips for the boys.
Fresh news from the bars. When it's all mixed up, better break it down. In the world of silence, in the world of sound. No sleep on dreaming, see the architects of life. Big bouncing babies, bread and butter, can I have a slice? They make no mention of the beauty of decay. Blue yellow, pink umbrella, save it for a rainy day. And all the love and all the love in the world won't stop the rain from falling, wasting big underground. I wanna break it down.
Crossroads,
Their 91 release, Roll the Bones, Rush with Ghost of a Chance. Still got room on the tape for some Ozzy, Rolling Stones, and Beatles. Now some Aerosmith. And you ever wonder where that name came from? Well, Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer came up with the band's name, inspired by Harry Nilsson's album Aerial Ballet and a high school memory of writing A-E-R-O, Aerosmith, in his notebook. That's kind of cool. From 1993's Get a Grip, love the ending of this one. Aerosmith with Amazing on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Tired of a
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Special Report near the city of Coeur d'Alene in northwest Idaho. A police helicopter is searching for the shooter or shooters who ambushed firefighters as they arrived at a fire in a mountain community early this afternoon. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris says there have been barrages of gunfire.
We are actively taking sniper fire as we speak. This is an active situation.
Norris confirms the attack has proved deadly.
We now have two deaths. We have an unknown amount of casualties. We still have civilians that are coming off of that mountain. We might have civilians that are stuck or in shock on that mountain.
FBI assets are now headed to the scene to provide tactical and operational support. The fire is still burning. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible. Clearing out Monday night with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny and breezy for Tuesday, highs near 80, 82 Wednesday.
Currently 69 degrees.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Right.
say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day we've been apart.
Constant. I'm your lover, baby, true. Lover, baby, true.
From 1994's Voodoo Lounge, featuring Keith Richards on vocals through and through. Love that one. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Give me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do to get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. Leave you with a song put together through old voice messages, former songs, willpower, and love. In 1995, we got something most never thought we would get again, a Beatles single. Here's Free as a Bird. Be good to each other, and we'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFH.
as Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report: near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, two firefighters have been shot and killed in an apparent ambush as they responded to a fire in a mountain community. KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo.
Local law enforcement received reports of a fire, which then they responded to, and those firefighters did receive shots fired at them. And two of those deaths we have been able to confirm, but there's still an unknown amount of casualties.
Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris says his deputies have been taking sniper fire, and they've been unable to help others who might be injured.
We might have civilians that are stuck or in shock on that mountain. So this is a very, very fresh situation.
Norris says he's prepared for a lengthy standoff.
If these individuals are not neutralized quickly, this is going to be likely a multi-day operation.
The FBI and ATF are now on the scene. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible.